Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, if you signed up at KidNation.com, it's time to listen for your name to be called so you could go inside the bank vault and possibly win up to $1,000
with Beat
the Bank.
Yep.
And if you didn't sign up at KidNation.com, go there right now, sign up. We'll play again in an hour from now. And who knows? If nobody calls back, you could have another opportunity to call in and actually play.
Was it yesterday that the banker had a $2,000?
Yeah, yesterday Stephanie won $720, but it went up to $1,000. She could have won that. And then Teresa came in and played. She won $470, kept it safe, but again, it went up to $1,000. Banker's been very tricky this time around. Here are your three names for this hour. Stephanie Now, Brittany Jimenez, Amy Ochoa. Brittany Jimenez, Amy Ochoa, Stephanie Now. You have 10 minutes to call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
The phone lines are open now. You have 10 minutes to call us, and you'll be inside the bank vault. Good luck. I'm having really bad gas pains right now.
Yeah. That's what it is.
I think so.
Yeah, Jenna and I diagnosed. JC thought he was having an appendicitis. And Jenna and I are both convinced it's gas. I just gave him some Tums.
Because it's not like in gas. My. It's not the normal gas where you're like burping a bunch.
You want me to, yeah. Want me to call my girlfriend? Get a little phone diagnosis?
Well, I'm scared to go to WebMD because it just says that basically I'm dying.
I gave you a little tip that an ER doctor told me once.
Well, what?
Now, on my knowledge, I'm doubting it since after the soccer ankle thing. But he told me, because my boyfriend at the time, it was his dad, he was an ER doctor, and he thought he was having tons of stomach problems, and he thought he had his appendix had ruptured. And his dad said, stand on your heels, go back on your heels and try and jump on your heels.
Yeah.
And if your appendix is ruptured, you cannot do it without excruciating pain.
I could do that, but
so that was some trick that they have you do.
Who figured that out?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Random.
But that's what he says when people come in and they think they have appendicitis, they have them stand up and try and stand on their heels and jump.
I know when I had the gallstone attack, which was a nightmare.
Yeah.
The only relief I got, and I guess just instinctively you figure out stuff to do, was I'd stand with my back against the corner of a door jamb.
Yeah.
And just press as hard as I could.
Huh.
And that gave me relief. And I don't know if that's
I just gotta lean off or not.
That's the only way I got relief.
I gotta lean into it and then crouch a little bit.
Well, I told him the reason I thought it was gas because the pain seems to be rising.
Yeah,
it's gas rising.
If it's moving around, it's gas.
By my hip, and now it's right by my rib cage.
I think it's gas.
What are dogs doing when they rub their butts on the ground?
They have itchy butt.
Yeah.
Itchy butt.
I thought they're leaving their scent.
I don't know what they're doing.
Itchy butt.
They don't have toilet paper, so sometimes, you know.
They're just, I didn't know. I mean, I know that something, that they don't do it just for fun. Yeah. I mean, I do, but I didn't know what they were doing.
I wonder what it feels like. Do you ever wonder what it feels like?
To rub your butt on the ground?
Would you be able to do that?
No, I've never really thought about it.
Me neither.
Easy enough to find out what it feels like.
Yeah. That's next break.
You can do it. That's next break.
Yeah. All right. Last night was the season finale of America's Got Talent.
Yep.
I watched just them announcing the
end?
The very end. What was Nick Cannon wearing?
A turban.
That's his thing right now.
Oh, okay.
He had his hair the night before in some sort of macrame,
mm-hmm.
and then decided the last night to coat it in a turban. I don't understand what he's going through right now. His fashion sense has really gone crazy.
And he's still got good fashion. He was wearing different things.
This big coat and he's always worn the fun shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the high water, he wears the high water pants, no socks, really fun shoes, but now he's working his way up to his turban.
I don't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Nick Cannon. I think he's a great host.
I do too. I just don't like what he's doing with this.
Great guy.
Well, all I remembered is your guys, you know, your predictions and what Kelly said.
Yeah.
You had the best final performance and then who you put your votes in for, JC. So it seemed Kelly was right on.
We'll get to that in a second. But yeah, I like how they did the final show because they had all the good acts come out and they twined them together.
Oh, that's cool. Oh.
Which was really cool. But Simon Cowell apparently wants the same treatment as Dancing with the Stars because he would love to have protesters storm the stage like they did on Dancing with the Stars.
Why can't we have protesters? And trust me, those producers, when the protesters were there going jackpot.
Yeah.
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 People are talking about it.
That's true. Very
People
true.
Are talking about the magicians on your show, Simon. You don't need protesters. Paula Abdul made an appearance on the show. And boy,
she about ruined. I mean, come on. I get that she's the airhead dingbat, and I get that's part of her cute little lovable charm. Man. But she's when you're screwing up the bit, Paula.
Yeah,
let it go.
You're screwing it up.
Yeah, right.
And you can see the magicians are trying. Okay, Paula.
They just want to move it along. It's supposed to
come
be smooth.
On.
It was a smooth trick. It should have gone smooth.
She didn't have her reading glasses on.
Yeah.
And so she's like squinting, and they're just like, come on, Paula. It was frustrating. I didn't like it.
She also had a little slip up because she cursed while she was helping out John Dorenbos. He's the football player with a card trick.
Okay. Yeah.
Paula, it's a do as I do. Hold that card in front of you, and I just want you to rip that card in half. So what you're going to have is two pieces. You'll have a piece in the left hand and the piece in the right hand. But before you do it, it's more of like a visual thing. Like you just kind of...
She actually tears it.
Pretend to...
But it...
I'm sorry.
Oh. You know what? It's as if we took two steps forward and we just take two steps back.
Oh, John, you punny guy.
Yeah, he did that.
But that S-bomb definitely went out over the air because they didn't catch it. Because, you know, you don't expect a celebrity
I thought
to.
They caught it. They like, did one of those time hop delays.
No, I heard her say it, and then it went blank, just like the clip was.
Happened.
But we bleeped it on ours.
Oh, okay, because it looked like they time hopped on mine.
Kelly lives in a different time zone.
I guess
so
I just don't even hear.
I live
S-bomb.
2 miles from Kelly.
How'd you guys see a different feed?
Right.
I didn't catch it. I thought they time hopped the thing.
My son sure caught it. Because he said, you're not supposed to say that. And I was like, I know.
Really?
So be quiet, young man.
Oh, that's exciting. He knows now.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. And also, speaking of the other magicians, the ones that can read your mind.
Mm-hmm. Clairvoyance.
Yeah. All Paula had to do was read numbers from a lotto ticket. And she also got herself in trouble with that one.
So read the numbers we played.
Okay. One.
It's number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fifty.
This one, the next one, just in a row, one.
Nightmare.
Yes, I need your glasses. 47.
47.
Uh-huh.
49.
49.
50.
50.
Ahead, but you've skipped
and
one.
Eight.
This one is a two.
Oh,
my God. I need eyeglasses.
Yeah.
I need a two.
Can I help you? And the Powerball is number?
The Powerball is number. It's crossed out.
We have
eight.
Number two isn't well.
It's two and Powerball is number eight. Let's show it to the camera.
It's
These
real.
Are all the numbers. You
real.
Selected.
Oh, my God.
You are all winners. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Would have been a lot better if Paula just read them correctly.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is.
That was frustrating.
Yeah. Maybe she had a little
Bless
wine.
Bless her heart. Bless her
no,
heart.
No, I just think she's just...
she might have had a little wine.
And then they finally announced who the winner was. And this is America's Got Talent. You get $1 million.
But, you know, it's like they give it to them over 40 years. Did you read the fine print?
No.
No, I had no idea.
What?
Over 40 years?
A listener brought this to my attention with a tweet.
It's
and now
time
I'm looking.
For tidbit news.
And at the end, when they're announcing, if you read the print right across where Nick Cannon's standing, is the $1 million is paid out in over 40 years.
Oh, wow. I didn't
That's
know
not
that
worth it.
Yeah.
$1 million in 40 years?
$1 million divided by.
Yeah.
But then,
40.
You know, you get the Vegas act. Remember that Terry Fedor? He's a multi-millionaire because of his Vegas
You
act.
Get your salary from that.
Mm-hmm.
But
25
still.
Grand a year.
Yeah.
That's not.
Sorry, it took me so long to figure that out.
Thanks, Al. Really?
I mean there's still 25 grand a year. I mean,
that's
but you know how much
taxes.
You know how much money they make off of this show? They make so much. Like, they could just throw it to them. Like, make it rain on them right when they announce the winner. Just make $1 million.
Simon has it
down.
In his wallet.
Yeah.
I bet they give them a cash option that's like 10% on the dollar or something.
Yeah.
Like, way, way down. Like, oh, yeah, we'll give you a lump sum, all right.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like 100,000 mm-hmm. instead of a million.
Well, we had some great acts that could definitely end up in Vegas. They definitely will end up in Vegas.
All right.
Like the juggler, the contortionist. You got the magician from the NFL. Then you got the mind readers.
Yep.
The mind readers and the NFL player made it to the final three, along with Grace VanderWaal, who
Less
ended
than
up
1% separating the top three. Less than 1% of the vote, which shows you how
close
it
was.
Is.
Man, I should have just given my vote to all.
So in Grace, the 12-year-old, she just was kind of like a folk singer, right?
Yeah, and she took it all.
I don't know my name. I don't play by the rules.
She's going to be a great artist.
So you say, I'm just trying
But do you think that would sell out a Vegas show day in, day out?
Well, she's already booked some Vegas gigs.
Yeah. She's great. I think she would be a great performer, like
she'd
touring
be a better
artist.
American Idol, yeah.
Yeah. And she's like a, well, she's so mature for her age,
if
too.
If she can somehow spin that into doing maybe some current, like, pop songs in her, in that
well,
type
that's
of...
That's not her thing. That's,
she does her
doing
songs.
Her stuff.
She's an artist. And she's great at it.
I'm just trying to say how she can spin that into, like, an hour yeah. show.
No, she's going to become a recording artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why America's Got Talent. I love the show, but it's also difficult because you're kind of comparing apples to oranges, you know?
Yeah.
Singers along with contortionists. Right. Like, how do you compare the two for acts?
True.
I still don't know how that John guy was able to come up with these tricks while practicing for NFL games.
Who does he play for?
The Eagles. He's a long snapper. I mean, he's just...
like 12 or 14 years or something,
yeah,
right?
He's been in the league for a while.
Well, I mean, Allen does magic, and he has a full-time job. You know,
have a hobby. You have stuff you can do.
Yeah.
How much does he have to practice snapping?
He probably snaps like 3 or 4 times, and he's good. Mm. That's probably all you need to do. Oh, is that our timer?
No winner, winner, chicken dinner?
No winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I do not know what's going on, people.
So if you know...
Are these on? Are these things on?
So if you know Stephanie Now and Brittany Jimenez or Amy Ochoa, you let them know, hey, you missed out on possibly winning $1,000.
Oh, what's going on? We're going to do it.
Oh, we do have one. No, I couldn't hear you in my headphones. Thank you for yelling at me.
We do have a winner.
All right.
Oh, we have a potential winner.
Now we have one. Okay, good.
Contested.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Wasn't up on the board. We didn't know.
I know. Now, let's see. My apologies for getting your hopes up.
Beat the bang.
Can you imagine the person in the hole?
Beat the bang. Blake and Gwen having a wedding. Guess where Big Al is in Oklahoma.
Oh wow! You're gonna get arrested.
I'm not doing this in a stalky, creepy.
It is creepy. I'm telling you, you're creepy. No.
It's already there. That's the thing. No. Okay, let's meet our contestant.
All right,
Stephanie. Now, how are you doing?
I am so excited.
Sorry,
yay, Stephanie.
Sorry if we scared you a little bit. Your name hadn't popped up on our board yet, but you're there. You made it just in time to play Beat the Bank. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What are you doing right now?
Well, I was asleep, and my husband called every phone in the house to ask me to get up to call you guys. So I'm here with my daughters in the kitchen.
Okay, cool.
Your husband's a real MVP today. Look at him calling you up.
Yeah, he is.
Whoa! All right,
was he working out or at work this early in the morning?
What? I'm sorry?
Was your husband working out or is he at work this early in the morning?
He is actually at work this morning.
Oh, man.
Well, what's his name? Give him a shout out.
Hey, Spencer. I love you.
Hey, Spencer. She love you.
Y'all talking to a little baby.
I love that.
Y'all talk baby talk to each other.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, Stephanie, what's Spencer's nickname you give him? What was it, like Snuggle Bear or what?
Actually, our girlfriend Alicia and all of our friends call Spencer the Spencinator.
The Spencinator. I like that.
Yeah.
Spencinator.
Right, well,
Spencinator.
You guys just have to see on the dance floor. It's hysterical.
Oh he's a dancing Spencinator.
Please, can you text us a video?
You know what? I'm going to do that for y'all.
Please do. It. The Spencinator is going to be on the text.
If you work with Spencer, please just refer to him as Spencinator today. He deserves it. He did work.
I love that.
All right, Stephanie. Big Al Mac, let Stephanie know how we play Beat the Bank, please.
Well, Stephanie, you're going to hear a lot of dollar amounts from our banker as you enter the Kid Credit Vault. And when you hear one that you like, you're satisfied with, all you have to do is say stop. It's a very easy contest. Ma'am, if you hear the door close before you say stop, you get nothing. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah.
You understand the words that have come out of my mouth?
I understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Even if he says $1,000, you still have to yell stop because we don't want it to close on you. All right.
You got it.
Stephanie, this is for Spencinator. All right, let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$110. $140. $180. 210. 230. 380. 430. 500.
Okay. Finish it off.
Finish 70. It off.
$570.
All right. You sound like so much fun.
We were all dying so here. We were feeling it was about to stop any second. We were dying.
Do you already know what you want to spend that $570 on?
Me.
Yeah, you.
The kids.
Yeah.
Oh, the kids are up now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what we're going to spend it on. We'll see.
Yeah. Stephanie's trying to be coy with the kids.
Shout out to my daughter, Mackenzie, now, who just turned 16.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Mackenzie.
Mackenzinator.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Well, Stephanie, congratulations. You got $570 just for fun. Let's see if you played it right and bowed out at the last second.
Okay.
$640.
Okay. Oh. It's still good. Close.
$810.
Wow, oh, tricky, us. Tricky banker.
Oh, no.
The banker's feeling good lately.
Okay.
All right.
I really didn't think it was going to go that high.
I had $790 on my prediction sheet, so I was a $20.
You were close.
But yeah, all right. Congratulations, girl.
Good job, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Say hi to the Spencinator.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
All right. There you go. We'll play again an hour from now. If you haven't signed up, go to kidnation.com so we can call your name. But now it's time for First World Problems, everyone.
All right.
You feel bad about these. You know, there are worse things happening in the world, but you still want to get them off your chest. We let you do that. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Did you run the curve and scraped up your rims because your engagement ring is super shiny?
It blinded you.
Yeah, hashtag right? First World Problems. We want to hear them. We'll get your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
All right, Kid Nation, you want to get it off your chest? We let you do that with this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Those things you feel bad complaining about, now you can. First World Problems. For example, on the text, my engagement ring is so big.
How big is it?
For the first 2 weeks of having it, I ended up getting a bruise on the side of my face from sleeping with my hand under my face. Hashtag first world problem.
Wow.
Hashtag look at all the stares I get.
That's like the princess and the pea right there.
Yeah.
Big old ring.
Yeah. The last thing you want your girl getting on her face is a bruise if you're a guy. Because you're like, baby, I can't go around with you because people are going to think. People are going to be thinking.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Call or text.
Yeah. You guys, I waited too long to pre-order the new iPhone. So now I have to wait till the middle of October to get it. Hashtag first world problem.
Gosh.
Procrastination nation.
I want everyone to test it out first.
Yeah, I want to make sure.
These headphones, this situation.
Justin was showing me the update on the iOS on the iPhone. I haven't done it yet because I get scared that I'm going to lose stuff.
Well, somebody was telling me last night to wait.
Really?
Wait. Maybe, don't be the first one out of the gate.
Maybe we'll get Justin to fill us in a little bit later on the new
stuff
going on.
Somebody else did it and said it was so fun, all the little updates.
Yeah, that's what Justin was saying.
I'm scared. All right.
He said it was cool.
Don't know.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Melanie, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Hi, Melanie.
What's your first world problem?
My first little problem is that every morning when I'm going to school, I have to sit in the back, and I'm always the first one being dropped off. Hashtag first little problem.
You got to walk that extra 20 feet. What grade are you in, Melanie?
I am in sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Hey, riding in the back, I mean, you kind of get used to it, so don't worry about it.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. We did it for a while.
Okay. You have a
I love you guys so much.
Oh, we love you, Melanie.
Too, Melanie.
You have a wonderful day at school, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Oh, the kids are having the first world problems today.
Starts young.
Yeah. Chandler, what's going on in the world?
My first world problem is that my mom doesn't trust me with an iPhone, so I have to have a little slide phone with a keyboard underneath. Hashtag first world problem.
Hey, that used to be the bomb,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I did. A phone with a keyboard.
It used to be the thing.
Chandler, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Just
tell everybody you're retro.
Yeah.
And you own
there
it.
You go.
It's all good, man.
Like, you're bringing it back.
Retro's coming in. The keyboard one. Is that the...
My friends make fun of me, but I think it's cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
You be cool.
Just own it.
How do you take selfies? You got to take it on your mom's phone?
No, I have an iPod, but it only has a selfie camera, not a front-facing camera.
Oh, not the front one. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, all you need is a selfie, Chandler. Don't worry about that. You're good. You have a great day.
You're good.
There goes Chandler. Have a good day at school, Chandler.
13 with a phone.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Sean's got some problems with his butt.
Huh?
What's going on, Sean?
You know, just whenever Paycheck Friday comes around and you get your check cashed, I cannot sit in my vehicle with my wallet inside my pants. It absolutely kills my butt. That's first world problem.
Too much money in the wallet, man.
Oh,
you know,
wallet's too fat.
It's too fat.
Wallet's right. Just too fat,
man. I'm sorry, Sean.
You drop some of that off by here, dog.
Yeah. Why's your butt so sore? Because I'm rich. Thanks, Sean. Let's go with Logan here. Hey, Logan.
Oh my God. Hi.
Hey.
What's up, Logan?
Go ahead, Logan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead, Logan.
My personal problem is every time I play on a tablet, I can never find Wi-Fi.
You can't ever find Wi-Fi?
Hashtag social problem.
How old are you, Logan?
I'm 9.
9.
I don't know how our kids are making it now.
Yeah, how are you guys getting through the day?
Slide phones, no Wi-Fi.
I asked my grandma what Wi-Fi was. She didn't have no idea.
I have to sit in the back.
Thanks, Logan. You have a wonderful day. Oh, we have a car wash fail here from Pam. Pam.
Good morning.
What's going on? What happened?
So I went to get my car washed for the very first time in a long time on Sunday. And I paid extra. Instead of getting the $5 basic, I got the $20 with the 48-hour protection in case it rained.
Oh, yeah.
You fancy.
It did not rain on Monday or Tuesday, and it poured yesterday. I'm so mad. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, it's so true.
Sucks.
I feel ya.
That's so funny.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Dang rain. Unpredictable. Thank you, Pam.
I do love that guarantee, though.
I do, too.
And I've never been able to use it. Yeah.
But like Pam says, it'll rain the day it expires.
Yeah, if your warranty expires, your car breaks down.
Yeah. And we get one of these every time we do First World Problems. Here comes Brittany.
Hello.
Hey, Brittany. What's going on?
So, I just bought a brand new Audi.
Uh-huh.
And my air conditioner controls are right above my cup holder, so I can't use my big Yeti cup. I have to use my small one.
Had to downsize her Yeti cup.
Yeah, she had to go to the smaller one.
Oh, my God.
Blocks the air conditioning.
How's that new Audi, though?
It's amazing.
Yeah. So you make up for it.
Mm.
Thank you, Brittany. Oh. The kids are struggling today, you guys. Ariana, what's going on?
Hi. So I have a volleyball game on the same day as my first violin practice.
Oh, my gosh.
You're athletic.
Well, you got every
hashtag first world problem.
You're going to play that volleyball game, though, right?
Yeah.
Good.
You can do both. Play violin while you're out there.
Volleyballing?
Digging.
Yeah. That's a prodigy problem. That's prodigy problems right
that's
there.
That's awesome.
Well done. You keep it up.
Keep up with both, yeah.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
What's up?
So I got a brand new laptop for Christmas, and it's touchscreen.
Yeah.
So now when I go to school, I always touch the screen, and people think I'm weird.
Because that was not a touchscreen.
This is news to me. I didn't know there was a touchscreen laptop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Kelly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can do your projects.
Wow. Is it Apple?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
They're going at Apple.
It's what?
What is it?
It's HP.
HP.
Wow.
It actually looks really cool.
I did not know. I have to look into this.
Is it one of those you can fold in half, too?
Well, it has the touchscreen, and it has the Beats Audio, but that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. Gosh, there's some cool computers.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. A lot of these kids have to have them for school.
I know.
I do. I'm going to have to get one of those, though, because the commercial looks pretty cool.
It's very cool. Yeah,
it does look cool.
I haven't seen that commercial. I fast forward.
We've all been through this. We have another Brittany on the phone. Hi, Brittany.
Hello.
What's up?
My personal problem is whenever I go to somebody else's house or stay in a hotel, I have no idea how to turn the shower on.
How do you turn your shower on at home?
They're all different, well, Al. You haven't seen them?
They're all different. Yeah. The one at my boyfriend's apartment, you turn one knob and then you pull on the bottom of the faucet to turn the shower on. At my parents' house, you have two knobs and then you pull from the top of the faucet.
Yeah.
It's so confusing.
That's so very relatable. I get you. Al doesn't get
it's
you.
It's true. It took me the whole trip, I didn't tell you guys, in Punta Cana to figure out why my shower was either super cold or super hot because I never turned the knobs the right way.
Yeah. Oh, no. I broke one at my friend's house like 3 years ago. Yeah.
Trying to figure out how they come on.
Yeah, because I was twisting it, so I was pulling it. And I pulled too hard, and I pulled the entire knob off. It was a push one.
Did you tell
them? You had to push it in. Not until I just put it in there, and it was very loose.
It was a push.
I was embarrassed. I didn't know how to turn it on. Thank you for your first world problems, Kid Nation. We will play Beat the Bank coming up in about 25 minutes. We also Tim Gunn's going to be calling the show. We got a big show for you. Make sure you sign up at KidNation.com if you haven't done so you could play.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tim Gunn's calling the show in about 13 minutes. That's when we will also announce the three names to play Beat the Bank again. And we were just talking about the iOS update. Jenna's getting it right now. Part-time Justin has had it for a few days, and he has some of his favorite new features on it, right?
Yeah, what can I expect when this finally loads?
Okay, texting. The texting world's going to change.
Yay!
Yes, on the iOS 10 update. So you can make words and emojis dance if you want to.
What?
So, and there's different ways you can make them dance. Like, there's different levels of it. There's, like, a small little hint. You can make them invisible if you want to. And that's kind of different, too, if you want to make your text invisible.
Wait, if I want to make it invisible, wouldn't I just not text?
I know, right? It's a little different. I don't know why they have that little part to it. It's like a whisper.
No, it's like a scratch-off, I hear.
Yeah.
Like, you scratch, and then that way you can see it, and then other people can't.
Oh, I see.
So when it shows up, somebody can't be
like,
oh.
Like it's privacy.
And
right.
And okay. Also, when you send the message, you can also add in a way you want it to be delivered. So you can add background balloons, background lasers, background fireworks, background shooting star. So I texted my roommate last night. I said, good night. I had a shooting star that came across her screen.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a little cute thing. And you can go to the App Store and download more backgrounds into it as well. So the texting world has changed a lot. And I think you can turn your phone to the side and use your finger to write down what you want to say as well, like with writing.
Handwriting?
Yeah, handwriting. Huh. And it comes with different fonts and stuff. And what I really like is the photos. If there's like a mountain in the background of your photo and you type in mountain, it'll find all the photos that you have that have a map.
Wait, it organizes your photos for you?
Are you serious?
It doesn't. It sort of organizes them by location and date as well. If you're looking for something in your phone, like a smiley face or bathing in the sun, it'll find pictures that represent whatever that means and find it.
You just have to search for it. And
you just
got to
search for it, in the gallery. Oh, and this is really cool.
You can find side boob.
Yeah, Jenna, you should try that one.
I bet you could.
It's about to load up.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Also, when you're texting and you're starting a sentence, if you use the word like shade, it'll find emojis represent with shade. So like sunglasses or painting the nails. And it'll also find other words that they think you're going to want to use too after you're writing that word.
So I could have a booty collection.
Yeah, you really could.
I got a booty collection.
Yeah, you just search for the
booty. If you had a whole bunch of butts in your phone, you could search for all the butts.
Are there a bunch of butts in your phone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you see a monumental butt, you take a picture.
Oh, you're that creepy guy?
Well, I mean, I guess I get consent.
How many strangers' butts do you have on your phone? Can you hand it over? Can I count?
I get consent.
I dare you to let Jenna go through the photos on your phone.
There's nothing.
Okay. That's what my feeling is. Mr. Big Talk.
Yeah.
I got different hoes and different area codes. Booty. You got nothing in there.
Download it now.
All talk.
It's all Curtis. It's just this dog, Curtis.
No shame in that.
I say you download it now, Big Al, and try it out. Just experiment with it. But if you don't have the update, you can't send fireworks or moving words and emojis to someone else.
That is very important.
So I know. And you know, that's smart. And I know we're just talking about the iPhone, so sorry about you who have the Android, but the iPhone, that's what's up. You feel like you're like the club when you got it.
So if you're sending me with your little update to my phone, which does not have the update, and you're trying to send me a shooting star,
you can't
what do I see?
You nothing. Don't
is
see
Is it like
nothing.
One of those little squares?
You see the alien again?
The alien face?
Probably.
No, I think what it says is like, you can't read this or you can't see it. Sorry, error.
You gotta get it.
Like, download the app, you lazy woman.
I'm going
to
get it.
I was told not to. Somebody said,
no.
Don't.
I've been Who said that? She was probably older, wasn't she?
Caroline Craddock.
Oh.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, why are you walking out so fast?
Completely floored and exhilarated.
I saw Trey do the wrap up. So I was like, I'll leave.
Thrilled to be here.
That's Tim Gunn right there.
It is.
And we got to get to break because Tim Gunn's going to be dialing his phone and calling our phone, and then we're going to be talking to each other. Here in about 10. And also, we will be announcing those three names to play Beat the Bank. So if you signed up, have that phone handy. Tim Gunn, Beat the Bank, all in one break.
Woo.
Dang.
Shooting stars.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, that means it's time to play Beat the Bank. If you signed up at KidNation.com, have that phone handy because we could be calling your name right now. Your shot at winning up to $1,000 is about to happen. Big Al, do you have the names?
I do. Shannon Mullins, Alice Cuevas, or Cuevas?
Cuevas.
Okay. And Anna Webb. Anna Webb, Alice Cuevas, and Shannon Mullins. You have 10 minutes to give us a call from right now. The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First one in wins a shot at $1,000, and if no one calls, it's your turn.
And if you want to get in on this, go sign up, KidNation.com. It's not too late. Your 10 minutes start now. I know you're very excited about this, Kelly Raspberry.
You don't even know. I mean, seriously, you do know.
You just went and did your
hair. No, we do know.
She went and did her hair.
One of her favorite people is on the phone with us right now. You know him from Project Runway. The 15th season premieres tonight, 9, 8 Central on Lifetime. Everyone, be delighted by the sound of Tim Gunn's voice.
Thank you.
Oh, you truly are one of my favorite people, Tim Gunn. I think.
Thank you, Kelly.
I'm going to go back and read your book again. I'm so excited you're on.
Thank you very, very much. I'm thrilled to be with all of you.
I know. I hear your voice every night in my bedroom, Tim Gunn, but it's it's Sophia the First.
I love Bailiwick. I love my character. How lucky am I? I say it every day.
You get to do fashion.
You have a lot of cool gigs, Tim Gunn.
I do.
Yeah, because
I know.
You don't necessarily have to judge all of the contestants on Project Runway.
Oh, no, I don't. Thank goodness.
So, yeah, you just get to, like, moderate the whole thing, and then you get to do voiceover for Sophia the First?
And the wonderful thing is I don't have to chase anything. Things come to me, and I get to pick and choose what I want to do. I live a very blessed existence.
What was your very first job, Tim Gunn?
My very first job was selling art supplies at the Heck Company in Washington, D.C. And I had a required week of training, which I went through diligently and well. And my first day was a Saturday, and the manager called in sick, and the coworker I was to be with didn't show up. So I was alone, and it was in the olden days when everything was cash or a check.
Yeah.
And I was putting into the register check numbers as cash received, and it would say that I needed to give this person $10 million in change. And the shorter story of this is that when I went back on Sunday to work, I was informed that I was fired.
You're the only one who showed up.
I left quite a horrible state of affairs in my wake.
Well, I'm glad they fired you. I'm glad they fired you because you might have gone into a different career path.
Yeah, you'd be like the art salesman.
I never thought of it that way. That's true. I never thought of it that way.
Things do happen for. Did you ever by chance want to train for like the Olympics? Because I read that you were a champion swimmer throughout high school.
I was, and I love swimming because it was clean and you didn't sweat. I am now fencing. I began at age 62 about 9 months ago. I'm now 63.
Wow.
And my coach is a 3-time Olympian and silver medalist by the name of Tim Morehouse.
Wow.
And
that is sexy, Tim.
Oh, I thought you meant like in a pawn shop.
No.
I mean, I've never felt more invigorated, and I am committed to competing. So maybe you may see me at Tokyo 2020.
You never Tim know. Gunn. Dream big.
That would be great, Tim Gunn.
I know it's just was New York Fashion Week going on right now, and this trend, I can get on board with a lot of sexy stuff, Tim Gunn, like side boob, and I know you like more classic styles. You don't like a girl that reveals too much, but what is up with these front crotch slit dresses?
They're hideous, and they're vulgar, and they should go away. They make the bile in my stomach rise up into the back of my throat, and I just find it to be repugnant and unnecessary. It's all about, well, let me get more Twitter followers or Instagram followers or Snapchat or whatever it is. I just find it's very perplexing. It sends the wrong message to young people, and we need to course correct this whole in trend. It's just got to stop.
I appreciate you speaking out about that because I'm a mother of a daughter, and we just adore watching Project Runway together. And to hear you say that, that just reinforces it because she loves you too.
Oh, thank you.
And
I'm very lucky.
Since we're talking about that, I see Kim Kardashian's getting a lot of crap because she keeps wearing see-through tops.
Well, that's because her husband's designing it.
do you like those see-through things on girls, or are you with the crotch dress?
I am appalled by the whole thing. Yeah. I'm just appalled. I mean, what I'll say about the Kardashians, what can we expect when their mother's a madam? I mean, it's just, the whole thing's appalling. Yeah. And Kanye West, when are we going to say about his own fashion designs that he is a sphinx without a riddle? I mean, it's basically a hoax. Those are the dumbest, stupidest clothes. I mean, it's like a parade of Spanx.
Right.
And we're all cheering and applauding and saying, oh, my God, he's a genius. No, he's a hoax. Let's wake up, everyone. And the only thing dumber than those clothes are the people who would buy them.
Yeah. I know. But I will say, Tim, I do like the nude shades. And I know Balmain has a lot of nude. Do you like the color nude? What colors fall are good?
Here's my refrain about nude, and forgive me if I offend anyone. It's only nude if it's the color of your skin. I was with a television host yesterday, and she said, oh, I love these nude shoes. And I said, well, they're nude on you, but they wouldn't be nude on Mrs. Obama.
Yeah.
So right.
That's true, too.
Call them something else. So I'm very sensitive about the word nude because it has everything to do with the color of your skin. I mean, it's meant to go away. So,
good point.
But quite frankly, I'm not such a fan of it. I think women who are that taupe color end up looking like a big Band-Aid.
What was the best thing you saw at New York Fashion Week? What's the best thing coming out?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know that it's, I would say that it's the best thing coming out as much as it was the most inspiring moment. It was Christian Siriano's fashion show, the winner of season 4 of Project Runway.
Love him.
His career has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Christian is the designer who stepped up to the plate when Leslie Jones of Ghostbusters said, I can't find anything to wear. No one wants to design for me. And Christian created this spectacular red gown for Leslie that she wore to the premiere of Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. Christian incorporated 5 models into his big fashion show, 5 models who were larger than a size 12, and fully integrated them into this whole sequence of the model walks. He didn't isolate them and say, oh, now I'm going to show you some plus-size clothes. It was just a seamless integration. It was hugely inspiring. And I hope the rest of the industry wakes up to this and takes it as a cue to move forward in a very similar way, because we have 100 million women in this nation who are larger than a size 12, mm-hmm. and they're marginalized, and they shouldn't be.
Oh, well, you are inspirational to me, and I'm so excited. I love you with Heidi Klum more than I love Britney Spears with Justin Timberlake. And that's saying a lot, Tim Gunn.
That's a big deal.
It is saying a lot. I'm deeply flattered.
I'm so excited. And you know what I feel for you with the Tim Gunn save, though? I love that they added it, but that's so difficult for you when you have to.
It is.
Because their little eyes look at you. Am I going to be the one he saves? You're like, I'm sorry. Go pack your bags. Go get your stuff and get out.
He sounds so nice when he says it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard though. The save is a lot of pressure. I agree.
And do you feel like
you're happy to have it though?
Have you always used it wisely in hindsight?
Yes. There's not a single case when I would have undone it and used it for someone else.
Good.
No, I feel confident that at least from my point of departure, I've used it correctly. I mean, other people could disagree, and then the judges will say to me, "Well, if we send so and so home, will you save them?" Meaning, we don't really want them to go, but we don't want to accept responsibility for having them go. And
right.
I say, I'm not even discussing this with you. You have to accept responsibility for whatever decisions you make, and I'll take responsibility for whatever decisions I make. But we are not going to be co-conspirators in this. This is not what we do.
That's right, Tim Gunn. You've got principles.
Tim Gunn keeps it real.
Stick to your guns, Tim.
Hey, Tim, I wanted to ask you this question because I take some fashion risks.
No, do you?
Sometimes with a baby blazer.
Is there a way to hire you for your services so that I could just text you what I'm wearing, and then you go no or yes?
You can't afford Tim Gunn.
Yeah, just for the text.
I have to tell you, I'm not a fashion stylist. I'm much more of a fashion therapist.
Uh-huh.
I would need to have a conversation with you about what your thoughts are and what your decision making happened to be.
Okay.
Because I really don't believe in making anyone into my dress up doll. I mean, who am I to say how anyone should be dressing? And it's very much about the semiotics of clothes, because the clothes we wear send a message about how the world perceives us, and we each need to accept responsibility for that, whatever that outcome may be. But there are, there are things that we can all pay attention to. One is colors. Some colors look better on some people than others, and I always say take the chin test, hold whatever the textile is up, put it under your chin, and see how it reflects onto your face. If you look radiant, it's great. If you look sallow, it's not. There are things we can do.
And what tip would you give to somebody that doesn't have a large butt?
Well, there are undergarments that are padded
and pocket flaps also.
Tracy, there's so many secrets you don't know about.
I was asking for a friend, Tim.
No, you're asking for me. He's got a very tiny butt for a man.
Thank you very much.
Tim Gunn,
for
we're so
time.
Excited. Project Runway back tonight. Heidi and Tim together again.
Yay!
So excited.
Bye, Tim.
Bye. They had to go. Yeah,
they had to go.
He didn't mean to hang up because I heard his publicist in the ear saying
they
had to go.
Yeah. When we like somebody, we're going to squeeze every minute we can.
Right,
and then end on a stupid question.
Well, people with no butts have that question.
Who would put a question about a butt in an interview with a celebrity?
Yeah, right, Al?
Right.
Who would ever do that?
What do you think about Kim Kardashian's booty as opposed to your booty?
I mean, that's just a stupid question.
That's
By the way, the correct answer to that is Big Al Mack.
Yes, yes, I would.
All right, my man. All right. Well, turns out that Shannon, Alice, and Anna did not call back within 10 minutes.
Ladies, what's up?
So one person's $1,000 trash is another person's $1,000 gain. Possibly here with Beat the Bank. All right, we're going to open it up to the phones. Call in. Be the 13th caller and you get to play. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A lot of people are asking, hey, what's been going on with Gray Drake? You guys haven't talked to her in a couple.
Right?
Yeah, we didn't break up. We just took a break. But now we're back together because Gray Drake's on the phone now. Hi, Gray.
Reunited.
so good. I was totally expecting you to be in the Dominican Republic with us. I had picked out a bikini for you and everything.
Oh, darn. You wanted me to wear something?
Yeah.
Oh!
Instead of nothing,
I love you, girl.
Yeah, he even brought his Gray Drake board shorts because they were bright pink like your hair, Gray.
Right?
Oh my God, I love it when we coordinate.
Mm-hmm. But you were a busy gal, and now you're back. Three good movies out this week, and we're pretty excited about them, Gray.
Yeah, you know what? There's a scary movie. So Jenna, where my girl at?
I'm here.
Okay, so Blair Witch, did you like the first one?
You know, I have a hard time with the handheld camera, like they're filming a documentary style of movies, period. It makes me nauseous. But I did think Blair Witch, the first one, was scary because it was the first of its kind.
And we thought it was real.
Yeah.
Well, so in that movie, I agree with you. And in that movie, Heather is one of the kids that disappears. And her younger brother is left with a lot of questions about what happened to his sister. And so that's where this movie starts.
Oh.
He has grown up. He has friends who are just as dumb as he is. And they decide to go and find Heather in the Burkittsville, Maryland mountains. So what they did to Blair Witch was update the scares, make it feel more modern. I think the kids are going to love it because they have the Bluetooth in the movie. And the only problem is that I've already told you the entire story that they provide for us. There's nothing else there.
What?
Yeah, so it's just a bunch of kids running around the damn woods getting killed again.
With a handheld camera.
Right, and so it's that part of it frustrated me a little bit because I didn't feel anything for these characters.
Rotten Tomatoes critics think?
It's barely rotten right now at 56%, so that can change by the second. Every critic that gives this movie a bad rating is going to have to face the Blair Witch at some point, I guarantee you.
Okay, and up next we have a romantic comedy for
Yay!
Everyone.
Yay!
Right, Bridget Jones' Baby.
Yay!
Some people think that this is the horror movie this weekend.
Why?
No, you know what? What we can say about Bridget Jones is that she is here to stay because she is one of the very few female film characters with her own trilogy.
True.
Yeah,
so
I guess
you got
very
true. Yeah. Go. Not bad for a British chick with big panties, right? So one of the reasons I've always really liked Bridget is that she is such a charming screw up that she makes me feel like my life is totally together.
Mm-hmm.
And that continues in Bridget Jones' Baby because she is pregnant, but she doesn't know who the daddy is.
What?
I know, and her choices, as
it can
usual,
happen, JC.
That's just science.
Right.
Yeah, Bridget manages to have two charming men.
Well Gorgeous. Done, Bridget.
Well, she always has a choice between the most dashing and wonderful men. It's a testament to her beautiful spirit. And in this movie, it's Colin Firth and Patrick Dempsey, a.k.a. McDreamy.
Mm.
So those are not bad choices for your baby daddy, ladies. Love it.
Right.
And critics are going bonkers over how good this movie is. It is 87%.
Dang.
Wow.
I'm excited about this one.
I might do a little date night with that one right there.
That's right. Get on your Bridget Jones commemorative Spanx.
You and your guy friends?
Yeah, all my bros. Al, you want to go catch this?
No, I'll be watching the game.
Yeah.
If there's not even a game on, I'll be playing in a game.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And you also have Snowden out this weekend.
Yep, from Oliver Stone, everybody's favorite conspiracy theorist. He brings us the story of whistleblower Ed Snowden, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Shailene Woodley also plays Snowden's longtime girlfriend in the film.
The dancer, right?
Yes, and photographer and artist, and Shailene Woodley's so great in the role. And that's the thing, that's the strength of this movie, actually, is the actors. They are really bringing these people to life, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he talks like a weirdo in it, but somehow it worked.
He looks just like Edward Snowden because I watched a documentary on it, so I'm excited to, I think I'm going to see this one.
Well, it really is important, I think, to buy a ticket to this movie and make sure that you're thinking about watching our government and making sure that they're not doing something that you don't like. Because currently, they can get away with way too much because we haven't been paying attention. And it's people like Ed Snowden that we need in this world to keep us alert.
Okay, so they sold you on Snowden.
Yeah, interesting timing for this movie to come out too, right?
It's fantastic timing, and I'll tell you that I wasn't... This is definitely one of Oliver Stone's better recent films. It didn't give me a lot of insight into who Edward Snowden was outside of being this whistleblower. I think that a more captivating story is actually in that documentary, Citizen 4. But again, if you're interested and if you want to support filmmakers, like getting out an important message, then you should buy a ticket to Snowden. Now, I am surprised at its low tomato meter score.
Oh.
It is 47% rotten.
Oh, super rotten. Yeah. Well, not super, but rotten.
All right, Blair Witch it is.
Well, Gray, it was a pleasure talking to you again. Blair Witch it is, or Bridget Jones' Diary, or baby, I mean, Snowden, not so good. And we'll talk to you next week, or are you super busy?
Oh, no, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Gray Drake, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.